You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? You're watching the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. Now, for tonight's episode, we'll talk about how Troy is just so messy, Brianna is having her release party, and Boogie is having an intervention. And please stay tuned because we have a lot of news and gossip and a new game for you guys. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Make them say, oh, na 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 na. Make them say, oh, na 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 na.
Yes, we had to throw back for y'all. Welcome. Reppin' No Limit, yes.
Right. Make them say, oh.
Yes.
What's up, everybody? You're watching the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. I am one of your hosts, Howard III. Sitting next to me is the lovely Felicia Michelle.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yes. And then we have Jay Lamar over there kicking
it. Hey, y'all.
And we have Jamie.
Hey, y'all. It's Jamie.
Yes, I'm loving it. So, episode 4, season 3. Blurred lines. There was a lot of blurred lines tonight. So what was everybody's thoughts about tonight's episode? How are we feeling?
Make them say,
Yes! Na-na-na-na! Na-na-na-na! It was a lot of drama, but I loved it. I feel like this episode was a lot more entertaining than last week's episode. Like, you know, there was some juicy stuff, but this episode was juicy, had just drama everywhere. Mm. And some people who's just business they should not have been in, but I think it was more entertaining for sure.
I think Pep stole a peach, but this ain't the housewife.
Yes.
But Pep, like, stepped up to the plate. Like, this episode was kind of like... Like, she had a lot to do with this episode.
I have my opinion on that, but we'll get to it.
She had a lot to do.
Well, she's taking her daughter's spot.
Basically.
Because Egypt's falling to the back, and Pep is stepping up.
Poor Egypt.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, my favorite tonight... So, let's see. It's Troy. I don't care.
Really?
I love him. Mm-hmm. Loved it. I love when someone gets called out. It's like my favorite.
Okay.
Especially if they deserved it.
Put them on blast.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. My favorite all thing was the release party. I was feeling when Pep, like you said, was turning up tonight.
Yes.
Spiritually.
I was like, Pep.
She did not care.
We're here to let all negative energy, and you would just turn it up.
She's like, no, this is how I do it. I was like, okay.
I mean, we're going to talk about it, but I'm mad at something that she did during the release
party.
Me too.
Thank you.
I will save it, though.
We're probably here.
She did something illegal.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just I'm very
We'll talk about it.
We'll make you guys wait and you'll see.
Yeah.
But let's talk about.
You've
been drinking.
Been hanging out with Pat. I went to my release party.
Everybody's auntie. That's everybody's auntie.
That is. Yeah. Auntie P.
Yes.
Right.
Auntie Pat.
Girl. So talk about little Troy's messy stuff.
Ooh. Yes, DJ.
Let's talk about.
My vocal training. It's going good.
Troy's messy boo self. Messy. Troy got caught up in his lie tonight. Apparently, he told TT one thing. TT somehow said a whole other thing. It was just messy boots. At the end of the day, Troy got caught. Nobody knew that Troy was running back to Brianna and saying that Sam said that they were flirting. That Brianna tried to flirt with Sam. So I don't understand.
Who is Troy?
I don't understand either.
I know. I'm like, but who? Like, who is he in relation to
I'm just kidding.
Growing Up Hip Hop?
Apparently, because he does Pep's hair. So now he's kind of like all friend. In there.
Well, yeah. She just fired him on the show. She said he's fired. She's
canceled.
Yeah, she canceled. Yeah, she said it's canceled.
So what are her body looking like now? Because I think it looks good on the show.
It does. That hair color? That hair color is
But
popping.
What do you expect from a hairstylist? Hairstylists are known for being, you know, gossipy.
She can go to Tokyo. Go to Tokyo Styles, just like everybody else. He's Tokyo pricey, but yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tokyo. But no, right. It's funny. Okay, y'all are going to say Troy got caught. But like, part of me is like, he might actually be telling the truth. And like, maybe just to play devil's advocate, just listen to me, y'all.
Okay.
So I'm just, Troy got so pissed off when they were saying that when Sam was like, oh no, I didn't say that at all. Troy got so mad. And I know for me, like, when you get caught in a lie, you caught. Like, you know you're caught. Most people can't fake it. He got pissed off, like, y'all know, like, you said this. Like, this is what happened. And he did tell the truth when he went back to TT and told her what Brianna had said about her being a flirt and Rome being a flirt. So he does carry that gossip. I'm not saying that that's right. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna, like, say there's a possibility. Because... like, do you trust Sam all the way? I don't.
No. So.
But you know the rules when it comes to reality television. In order to prove that you're right, you have to have a text message. Or a recorded conversation.
Receipts.
Receipts. Or it has to be recorded on television. Other than that, you lying, sis.
Plus, everyone's pretending to be friends. Like, you know how reality TV shows are. Oh, we're going to go to lunch. We're going to go to dinner. But y'all aren't really friends. It's just a show at the end of the day. Yeah, so I feel like, why would you trust anybody else anyway?
Yeah.
That is true.
But I guess reality TV isn't really real, so.
Well, Troy's fired anyway. So next topic.
Now, we can see somebody lose their whole job on television tonight. Like,
Poor thing. I wonder, did she text him? Or did she just announce it and he knows today?
I don't think she did, because at the lunch, Moscow Mule in the afternoon. Right. Really got
I was like, what?
Wine and Moscow Mule. It was bright outside. Like, chill out. Anyway.
Excuse me?
He's like 20. He's 24. Your girlfriend can't drink. Like, just chill out. Like, it's the afternoon. It's not That's like true. A turn up event. You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, there's nothing wrong with like a vodka and like pineapple.
We know how y'all live y'all lives.
The like, best
what,
way.
What? We just live our best life.
Oh my God.
Okay.
How dare TJ. You brawl upon him yeah, for that was, drinking at 2 p.m.
I just don't think he should do it in front of his girlfriend who can't drink at that time. It was like
she better grow
evening,
up.
She's is
when you put it that way, I can see it, but at the same time, just because I know how I am, and I, you know, I won't judge, but I get what you're saying.
If your girlfriend could partake, like, this is right. a thing of, this is a group thing.
So you want those people that frown upon the parents that, like, take their kids to brunch and they have a glass of champagne.
No, because he ain't her daddy. Ooh, that's her.
Because I love a mimosa.
Yeah, so why are you judging him at 2 p.m.?
Because it's a Moscow
She driving. She driving.
He need a DD.
It's too.
Maybe he has a car. It could
She's gonna call it. Uber for himself.
It could have been a weak Moscow Mule. Like, he might just get one.
Do you get a discount if you drive Uber and you do Uber? Like I mean, if you do Uber and take Uber,
I'm not dating an Uber driver.
I think you do in the very beginning. In the very beginning, you do. I think, but after a while,
so he can take an Uber then, so he can drink it too. Never mind, mind my business.
You need to,
and maybe you need to loosen up a bit.
You need to.
I'm so done with him.
Shout out to all the day drinkers out there.
No, we see, we here.
But outside of day drinkers, Pep was pissed off. She was mad. Like, she was like, I'm done with him.
She was overly kind of mad. I was like, calm down.
Okay, I thought it was too
much. Was this before her champagne or after?
After.
Okay.
I think she was just overly upset. Like, she just, it was too much.
Over.
Pep's over everything. Pep's always over something, though.
Well, no, she brought it this episode. They said she brought it. Like,
this is Pep's episode.
Yeah.
See,
well, the past two episodes, Pep has had a big.
Last episode was the body, hair, outfit glow up.
Popping.
This is the personality. She was poking. Boom, everything is there. Stara.
I look forward to Pep. Right.
She looks good. Everything that she's been through, she looks really, really good. Are we going to talk about that bonfire situation?
We sure will. That's the next topic.
Okay.
But before we get into that, I want people to know where they can find us. Like, what channel? Because, you know, AfterBuzz has different channels nowadays.
Yes.
We got a reality TV channel. Mm-hmm. We have all these other things. Mm-hmm. So what else you think we got over there, Jamie?
Well, hey, AfterBuzzers. So here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. It's from drama, reality TV, sci-fi. We got everything you need, okay? But here we are doing reality TV. There is no network that works harder than AfterBuzz TV, okay? And that's why you're watching, right? So besides, you know, helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters to a specific content, so whatever you're looking for, we got you, okay? So just make sure that you guys check us out. You can also tweet us. We check out your tweets. We check out your comments. So when you're hashtagging Growing Up Hip Hop, make sure to also hashtag ABTV. Tweet us. We'll give you our Twitter handles. towards the very end, but make sure you do that. So while we're mentioning social media, I want to get to some of your top tweets that we loved. So let's get to it. Mm-hmm. All right. So one was about Dame Dash and Boogie. So Lola Taiwow. Okay. Hey, girl. why is Damon Dash trying to blame Peppa for Boogie being an addict? Didn't he already say he raised him in that environment? Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about that?
That's true.
You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Disagree. He didn't say he raised him in this environment. He said, I rapped about selling drugs, and now my kid takes it, and maybe that's my karma. So I don't think he grew up in an environment... environment riddled with drugs.
You don't think Boogie was at the parties growing up? He's probably 10, 11 years old.
Yeah,
around
he was there.
House parties.
Especially the new millennium.
Don't he was, Joe Jackson, he was Dame Dash. I do not believe that.
Rockefeller.
He probably was a little more experienced than us at that age.
But. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, some other tweets is, bless your life. Hey, girl, bless my life. Thank you. I just wish Anne Jeromeo would stop playing these games. The chemistry is everything, and I just love these two together. These other girls feeling some type of way about Romeo, and he's feeling some type of way about Angela.
Oh.
What do you guys think about that? You know what? Yeah. I could kind of agree with this tweet because, factual TLC. but yeah, I actually agree because I feel like they have been flirting very hard. And just even when they were going to the hotel room by themselves, like, we're all grown, you know? Mm-hmm. And she has a son. Do you really feel like nothing is happening? I feel like it's something.
Yeah, I definitely think they're getting it in low-key. You know, a little cuddle. If they're not, you know, doing the whole thing, there's cuddling involved.
Right.
I think there's hand-holding. You know, like real couple-ish stuff.
Real eighth grade.
Cute.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
All right, and then last but not least, you guys, our YouTube comments. We love when you guys comment on our channel. We would love to shout you out. So, for instance, we have where T. Barrett 320 says, I wish someone would have mentioned TT's reaction to Romeo and Angela's Instagram pic. You guys know the pic he's talking about?
Oh, when went house hunting.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. What do you guys think about that?
I thought nothing.
I loved it. Remember, talk about behavior. I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it.
No, she said, what I think of TT's reaction to it. I thought nothing, because I kind of agreed. I thought nothing of her reaction. Like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your stomach is super flat, though, girl.
Yes. Keep it snatched. Keep it right and tight. All right. Well, that is it for our social media. So, you guys, if you're watching right now, just make sure to show our live chat some love. We are, you know, looking at what you guys are saying. We want it to be a collaborative effort. So, keep it coming. Also, remember that when you're tweeting, of course, remember to hashtag Growing Up Hip Hop, but also AfterBuzzTV, ABTV, and tweet us as well.
Yes. And while subscribing to our YouTube channels, we also want you to discover some of our new shows that are out right now. Since you're already tuned in to our reality shows, mm-hmm. we want you to tune in to some other shows that you might be interested in.
Yes.
The Challenge, The Four, Master Chef,
okay.
World of Dance, So You Think You Can Dance, and X on the Beach.
Ooh.
Sounds like fun. Ooh,
Romeo's actually on it, right?
Woo.
He's the host of that show.
Yes.
So two shows.
Yes. Uh-huh. So remember, you guys, subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well as remember, we have channels for other genres, too. So please don't be shy and subscribe.
All righty. So I don't want to be shy about this release party. So Brianna here was talking about how at the bonfire, it's just a cleanse. You know, we're here to release all the negative things. And she said strictly no drinking.
Mm-hmm.
She did tell them not to smoke, but I did see a little, you know, herbal thing.
Tobacco.
She was on. But, I mean, what are our thoughts on this release party? Boogie finally showed up. You know, we see him now in a few scenes. Pep took it all the way to the next level when you tell her she can't have her champagne.
Yeah.
She went
Don't tell one of the original queen of raps, oh, no champagne.
Right.
She couldn't pop her bottle. She popped off.
That's really what it
Basically.
Was.
That's what
happened.
Well, like I said before, I think Pep did something illegal. She wasted alcohol.
Oh my gosh, I'm over here like, what law did she
That's
break?
What I was thinking, right.
Ravaging my mind.
I was like, yep, true.
Yeah. I know Read your law handbooks. Thou shalt not waste alcohol. And she wasted alcohol.
That is true.
A whole cup of champagne.
I just thought it was hilarious. She's like, oh, okay, well, forget your fire. And she just put it out. But didn't think that you use something that has alcohol in it. It's so gonna, it's not.
But then she was just like, though, like a piece of the cup. She was throwing everything inside the cup.
Just why? Like, you're a grown woman. This is supposed to be a kumbaya moment. You know, everyone's just trying to get in Zen mode. And you have to bring all this negative energy. Like, why?
I think that that was why, though, because she kind of disrespected her. Like, she's just way too old to talk to her like that. I just thought it was kind of disrespectful.
Who, Brianna?
Yeah, Brianna was talking to her real kind of crazy.
That. Yes.
I think she, like, I think it's called, I call it inherited beef. It's when people have a problem with someone else, and it's not their problem, but they're going to inherit the beef because it belongs to a friend that they're close with. So Dame feels some type of way about Boogie, and she's close to Boogie, and she's doing her actual factual intervention, whatever that even means. And so she feels type of way towards her, and just instead of having an opportunity, shouldn't invite her in the first place. If you was mad at her and this is a release party and you had a problem and you didn't get to release it before you got to release your other problems.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much releasing do you need to do?
Are you a therapist today?
You know what? I'm over here just Felicia Michelle, fix your life.
Yes, Felicia Michelle.
After this show, I'm going to come to you, girl.
Fix my life, girl. Yes. How do we feel about TT declining? TT and Brianna got into it a little bit earlier at the party. And when Brianna sent out the text, like, hey, everybody come in, TT said, no, I ain't meeting you there. Brianna said, okay.
I'm not mad at it. If you don't want to be in a certain environment, why put yourself in that situation?
I tried to talk to her. Yeah. She walked off. Like, really rude. Just walked away.
I agree.
It's like, if you're over it, why even bother? You know?
Stay at home.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Stay home, sis.
Sometimes staying at home is more fun anyway. You don't have to deal with all
that.
That
is true.
You know?
That's very true.
Not in reality television.
Right.
Not in
come to the party.
Yeah, come to the party. Put on the looks. Be seen.
Right.
Show out.
Wear dry lipsticks.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I just wanted a little bit of a sheen for Brianna's lip. Like, I see what she was trying to do, but I was like, some lip liner and a gloss would have just...
She might like the matte lip look.
She could do... She just... You could have done better, but it's okay.
You're talking about it makes me feel like my lips are dry.
No, they're not. No. Your lips are fine, girl. They're fine.
No, but Brianna does.
I might still have some. You're good. You're good. But let us know what you guys think in the chat. What were you thinking of that lip? Because it was distracting. It was just me.
We'll also talk about
Jamie's
lips, too,
lips
later.
Over here are shining.
You know, shining. Just trying to keep it juicy for y'all. You know, juicy.
Wow. Come on, juicy. So another little juicy thing, like, kind of just want to talk about a little bit here, is Angela being in Orlando with Romeo. I know we touched on it a little bit, but I'm just like, how do we feel about Angela actually going out there, which I didn't think she was, and low-key dissing her sister, Vanessa? She's supposed to be doing a whole, like, whole pastry, or what did we say?
We're not sure. A collaboration of some sort.
Yes.
Collaboration-ish.
I don't know if I see it as, like, her dissing Vanessa. First of all, Vanessa looked gorgeous.
Absolutely.
I just think she's absolutely stunning. Vanessa, if you watch this, girl, you look amazing. But I feel like, because they're sisters, there's always, like, that unknown understanding. So I don't think she was trying to ditch her sister. But, you know, things came up. I think it's a good opportunity. She wanted to go to Orlando, have fun. We'll get back to this, you know? Just change your priorities. So I didn't see it as that, but... Yeah,
I think maybe the part that Howard was talking about her ditching was more like her meeting up with Coogi and then wanting to sign her exclusively and only work with her, which means that if blood or not, she can't work with her sister.
Yeah.
And they just already made a whole plan before that we saw, you know, so I could see why she feels like, wait. And then she didn't come to the fashion show before. Like, a couple of things have happened, like small things can really add up.
I think that when it comes to, like, family, you have to understand, like, you have to separate family and business.
Right.
And for Angela, actually doing something with Coogi would be a huge platform for her. Mm-hmm. And, like, Coogi has been, like, kind of lowballed over the past couple of years. So Angela...
But definitely still a part of hip-hop culture.
Still a part of culture. So Angela would actually revive that for them. And I think that Vanessa would have to understand that. But all Vanessa wanted her to do was write in her mommy blog or something. And eventually they'll lead to, like, doing something else. But I see this as a great opportunity for Angela. I think she should take advantage of it. As well as take advantage of the opportunity of being with Lil Romeo.
You
Stop
know what? Okay.
It's just for me, I think.
Don't disrespect her name like that.
Lil Romeo.
My name, Lil.
No more.
I have an opinion about that, though. Okay, so
I'm here for it.
Okay, so just hear what I have to say. All right. So, by a show of hands, who here would actually rock Coogi?
If it was a look that I wanted to wear, yes.
I
like
Coogi
the pattern.
Homecoming.
Really?
Homecoming 1 year. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's just like a Virginia thing, because whenever I would see people rock Coogi, maybe they just didn't rock it right. Because I'm like, you know what? I think it would be a good opportunity for Angela to do that. But I'm also like, if you're going to do an athletic wear line... do like Demi Lovato and do it with Fabletics.
Right.
That's going to get you promotion. Plus, she's a black woman. So that'll, people are going to, and she looks beautiful. So people are going to flock to her to where she could cross over and be mainstream with her product. And she could also do that with her sister. Like, ooh, a sister thing. People love stuff like that. Yes. But Coogi, because I don't really see or hear a lot of people rocking it, I don't know how far it's going to really get her. Are people going to say, oh, Coogi, Angela, I'm going to get it? You know, so.
Absolutely. And you're not here for the sweater dresses?
No. Not me. And also, they said that she couldn't compete. So I'm like, they're stifling her.
Yeah. Yes. But I mean, usually the non-compete clauses are for like a certain amount of time.
Right.
So I mean, it could be for a year and she can see
what she's doing. I say Fabletics, people will subscribe to it and then they'll get her leggings. Like, because I got some Demi Lovato leggings, you know, so.
But I mean, that's something that a lot of celebrities are doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm here for Coogi. Angela, do Coogi, so I can give you a little Coogi sweater.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about the last thing here, Boogie and his little intervention. We didn't see too much of it.
Aww.
We saw Brianna pretty much setting it up. She went to Dash's house and was just spilling all the beans. Like, he called me. He was lit at 9 in the morning. Which, you know, I'm not.
Well, you can't judge. Listen, none of the Jays will judge for that. So the Jay side of the table doesn't judge.
Well, 9 in the morning is a little early to be lit, okay?
I think 9 a.m. to be like, that's not day drunk. That's
I don't even think
drunk.
That's that bad.
That's waking up.
You think 9 a.m.?
Like it's like a bad thing?
You told y'all the Jays was going to be okay with this.
Like,
you know what?
What time zone were they in?
He ain't have his breakfast yet.
Well,
there was no milk, no
if
juice.
If it's a Monday or a Tuesday, 9 a.m. is too early.
Yeah, I just thought it was super dramatic.
It was 5 p.m. somewhere, you know. But I'm not going to.
I appreciate that, Bria. Yeah. I really appreciate
it. I think her effort was in the right place. I thought it was a little strange that she brought the idea up and it didn't come from his parents.
Thank you.
But I guess watching their relationship, it seems like she is very close to that family and genuinely close to that family. So I thought, oh, maybe she's kind of overstepping her boundaries. But then when I saw his reaction, he was like happy. He was happy that she would do it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I'm interested.
No, I mean, Dame was happy that Brianna would do it. He seemed like, wait a minute, when he walked in there, like, hold on.
But from the audio, because they didn't play the footage, it is like he was like, oh, I'm leaving. Like, he sounded like,
yeah, he didn't start turning up or anything like that. But it usually starts off nice and easy in interventions if you watch that show. And then when you get into it and really get nitty gritty, which I can't wait to see.
They try to make it seem more dramatic. So I don't even know if he's really going to blow up like they're trying to make it seem. I feel like he's going to be really calm, but his feelings might be hurt.
His personality is not one that's explosive. Like,
exactly.
He's very chill.
So I'm
rooting for him, though.
For sure.
Yeah.
I would hate to see him be kicked off the show for this, though. Because how Dame was like, it's either he gets help or we cut your pockets. Pretty much, you're not going to be on the show. You're not going to be at the farm. You have no money.
I think in a situation like that, I feel like it's a great opportunity for him to grow up and get out of Dame's hair. Like,
tough
together.
Love.
Like, because, I mean, he's going to hold that over his head.
Yeah.
He seems like the type of dad that's almost like, I built you. In a sense.
He seems kind of rough, but I think it would be good for him. At first, I was like, I don't know, because if you take this away from him, that might make him, you know, go a little harder with the drugs. Right. However, if you take this away from him, it's also going to stop putting the spotlight on his addiction. Yeah. Like, not that we don't want to know about it, but I feel like,
so bad that this is his storyline, because I follow him on social media very closely, and he does other things with his time. Like, he works out, like, he makes music, he's in the studio, he does other things, and it just sucks that this is your storyline and that I don't hear your music. And
it overpowers everything. Yeah.
I mean, it's the reality of life. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has a story. Everybody has testimony. Imagine if reality television was popping back in the 80s and 90s. How many other people's story
great,
that
though.
We would... Yeah. It would have been good, but how many other people's story that we would have seen? Like, we would have seen, like, this downfall before we actually even seen their come up.
Yeah, that spotlight probably will help somebody see that, like, this is actually really a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And I do
how
think
can
similar
that
to
help
this
them, though? Because when I think of, like, drug addiction and alcoholism, I think of Amy Winehouse, where it's like, we saw it coming, and it's still sad that we know that she's no longer here. And, like, with Boogie, he's so handsome to me.
Yeah, he's so
handsome. And you can tell he's talented, but, you know, just like you were saying, his storyline is overpowering his actual talent. But it's just sad because, like, he does not look like the type that would be, and that's usually what it is. They don't look like they would.
Absolutely.
Like, they're going, what they're going through, so.
I mean, with his situation, though, he can really turn this around because he can put out a banger about overcoming addiction.
That is true.
And incorporate other celebrities. I'm sure his dad can help him pull in some other celebrities, and he can really put out a banger about overcoming addiction. And then he's, you know, Cardi B level.
Hopefully, but then you know how we were talking last week and we were saying, just reaching, stretching, you know, but at the same time.
I have hope.
Keep those high hopes, you know. That's it. Keep the high hopes. It's just, you know, if... Because I know last week we were talking about this, too, where we were saying, you know... I already lost my train of thought. We were saying...
Because you focus on how good he look.
He, you know, he looks good, the skin. I'm just saying, like, if we... The skin, the teeth, the beard. Yeah. Well, just come on down here.
You got a supporter right here.
I support him, too. Wait a minute. I'm saying, I support him, too.
Oh, so y'all all on this? Okay.
Don't you talk about my boo like that.
I'm not talking about anybody's boo. I didn't talk about anybody's boo.
Stop. I like
that.
How he says his tea.
I told him to come to the show.
Maybe.
I would like for him to come to the show to talk about himself outside of this storyline. That's what I would like. That's ultimately what I would love to see him come to the show to talk about his life outside of that.
What else he's done. But like I said, this storyline is only for this season or maybe for a couple other episodes. So we'll see.
Were we shocked to see that Christiana was there in the intervention?
I'm wondering, was she there because her family has dealt with this?
Oh, the Largest, her father.
So
her
I
father,
wonder
she aunties, has brothers.
Yeah, the whole family.
The whole family. Yeah. The whole clan. So I'm wondering, was she there just for support because she knows what it's like to have a family member go through substance
That's
abuse?
That's true. I didn't even think about that because I was like, why is Christiana there? And her and Brianna have beef. I wonder if Brianna called her. Like, Christiana, like, listen, we'll put it to the side.
Doubt it.
No. She just.
Doubt it.
That was protection who told her to come or?
I don't know who told her to come maybe, there. But maybe, I don't. I doubt it was Brianna. So are they close? I don't know Brianna, them to have a close relationship.
No, that's Dane.
Dane.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure. But she's there. Yeah, and she's maybe there. And she has
experience. Well, that's the first thing I thought. Like, she's there for the support because she's been through it with her family. So.
Yeah, but Brianna seemed a little pissed about her being there. Like, she mentioned it. Like, oh, well, she's there. Like,
Okay.
Really know what that's supposed to mean. I don't think it should matter that she's there or not.
Maybe
there
she's one of
them
selfish
instance.
Girlfriends. I know I have certain female friends that are like, you're my friend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. So maybe she's one of
Well, there
those.
Are boundaries that you just should not cross when it comes to friendship. I'm just saying, you know.
In this instance, there's no boundary. There's no boundary because there's no bound of love. Like, you just need to love on him and you need to get over
he
it.
He needs it.
They more people together? Don't.
No, like, no, oh, like platonic love.
That's some breaking news. We're going to say news and gossip.
Breaking news.
Yeah, that's my news and gossip. We'll get to news and gossip in a second. But, yeah, no. They care about each other. Like, they care for each other. So the more people in your life who love you and care about you, the better that it is. So,
yeah, true.
You just have to put it. I think she'll, my prayer is that, Lord,
praying?
Yes. Lord, I just ask that you just bless Brianna and just let her, you know, act right. Lord, give her the right thing to say, Jesus. Because
yes,
I think her heart's in the right place. Amen.
Amen.
Because I really do feel like her heart's in the right place. Did y'all feel it?
I did.
I did. Okay. I mean, because we're all rooting for him.
We're
anyway.
Two and three are gathered. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we should do like a weekly like boogie update.
Yes.
Just from like the now, not what's going on in the episode. But like
up
the
just the boogie.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. I like that. So we're like definitely team boogie here.
I'm here for it. Well, I'm here for it.
Here for it. Are you here for a little news and gossip?
I am definitely here for some news and gossip.
Let's do it.
AfterBuzz TV News.
What you got for me, Felicia Michelle?
So, okay. So, speaking of being here for something, everybody is Team Romeo and Angela. They were out. She just posted these pictures today. So cute. They were at the Santa Anta Derby Day. I think it's over the weekend. Look, and then, like, there's another picture, too. There's the next one. Look, hanging out with the broski. You see JoJo there with Angela and Romeo. I think that this is adorable.
They look overly
But
cool.
Don't they look like a whole couple, though?
Yes.
I want glasses.
How many drinks did you think they had?
For her tongue to be out, probably a lot.
at least
what time was it?
Look.
That looks like it's about
what
2 o'clock. 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time,
yes.
I'm thinking.
Is that a mic boom in the back? Are they filming?
Oh, what a good observation. Yeah, maybe they are.
Your eyes are good.
Your eyes are good. Yeah, do you see it? I don't know if everybody's watching now. If you can see it, looks like there's a boom
right
mic
behind
JoJo's hat and Angela's hat. So
Howard, I can't see you no pictures because you're that person.
Yeah, yeah. Howard got the Zoom eyes.
Like, see your mirror.
So speaking of the papa of Angela and JoJo, Rev Run teased today a new scripted comedy series is coming to Netflix. He gave us his classic in the bathtub Rev Run vibes from Run's house back in the day, except now he got an iPhone and not a BlackBerry because, you know, it's like 10 whole years later and no one has BlackBerries anymore. It's actually called All About the Washingtons. It's going to be starring him and his wife, Justine. Wow. It's a scripted show starring him and his wife, Justine. So I don't know them as actors.
Me neither.
But we'll see. So it's coming to Netflix. So he has a show coming.
I can see it. Wow. I liked Run's house a lot.
Yeah, I think they're goofy anyway.
Yeah,
and relatable.
And now we're gonna have to get into this mess. This was some mess right here. So Brianna took it upon herself a couple of days ago to post this picture onto Instagram, and her comments blew up. She's sitting here with Romeo's dad, the No Limit soldier. Make him say, Master P. And her caption reads, looking like a first wife who played it right.
She do. They look the same age.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. This is at the church cruise.
She's too grown.
4 kids later.
Right.
Church cruise.
Yes, down since 1986.
Even her bra is showing. I'm like, I don't know.
Yes, and she has one of her stepmother's units on.
Yes.
Is that a No Limit chain she got on?
It just looks elderly like. It looks elderly like. You know, like, that's a G Unit wig. Like, that's a grandmom unit. G Unit? Yeah, that's that. That has to go. So.
Oh, wow. I see Riri.
But I like that blazer, though.
So that is our news and gossip. But a quick question, though. Do y'all feel like that was a messy type of thing? Because when I saw it, in the comments, they read her filth. And they were arguing in there. They were like going back and forth. Like, she's doing this because she's mad at Romeo. So she's all hugged up with his dad. That's kind of gross.
She said she's going to stay in the family.
Honey, she said she's going
to marry your dad.
She's going to move on.
I'm your stepmom.
Looking like a first wife who played it right. I'm going to have to use that caption. Okay. That's a nice caption.
It just seems so shady. But, you know, I'm here for it, but I don't think too much deep into it because I feel like they're all really close. It's a reality show. I feel like she was probably like, someone take this picture. And then, you know, she set it up like
that. She did to Romeo.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she probably
did. Daddy knew.
Exactly. But he got it right.
I wasn't feeling the look. I was not feeling the look.
We talked about her look last week. So we established.
She was giving me Fifth Element vibes with the wig.
Well, today.
What?
That was my movie. Bruce Willis, the girl with the orange hair, and the white tape outfit.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but.
Well, in tonight's episode, she said I didn't give a care. She put a t-shirt on, wrapped around her.
That's not giving a care.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to the bonfire.
Oh, shoot. Are we doing glowing up right now?
Let's do it.
We might as well
get into it.
Let's get into our glowing up fashion.
Oh.
We glowing up fashion.
Glow. 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 Hit the run. Someone's a hater. We had a vibe going. I was waiting.
I was here Beyonce's run right there. All right, Jamie.
Glowing up hip hop.
Kick it off, Jamie. Who you got? Who was your overall look tonight? Your glowing up fashion.
Well, you know, Angela always looks good, but just like I said before, Vanessa, because there was a certain look that she had. She had these purple pumps on, these booty pumps, and they were so cute. And I liked how she had her leather jacket that was like hovering over her shoulders. I don't know if I could do it because I feel like it keep falling off and I wouldn't be able to enjoy my food. but she rocked it and I was here for it.
Yes.
So tonight, I love Vanessa's look.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I love Angela. I can't give it to her every week.
Right.
I'm gonna go with JoJo. I know this is shocking, but I love Adidas jumpsuit.
I was like, which one are you talking about?
Okay, yeah.
I love Adidas jumpsuit. Like, so his blue Adidas jumpsuit, I, like in my head, like I'm like, I'm going to get that this week.
And he's funny, okay. So yeah, he's just like him very likable.
And his style is like always to me, like always on point.
Very New York.
So, yeah, very New York.
Yeah.
And his personality is dope.
Yeah, so, he seems really funny.
I'm here for JoJo.
That'll get him far.
But what did y'all say earlier, though? What did y'all say earlier?
Y'all forgot.
Who said that?
Y'all forgot.
I read a T.
Y'all wasn't talking about Buddy Girl piece. Oh, okay. They don't remember. So my glowing up pick.
Wow. It's getting late.
Stay at the table.
Exactly. What you doing?
No, it was too good. That was hilarious. No.
That was pre-production.
Exactly.
My glowing up pick this week. I picked Vanessa in the coffee shop look too, but then I also really liked when she went to the rock climbing thing in JoJo, because I love Adidas. I love Adidas. And I thought that was super cute. And her hair was like really nice. Like it, like she just looked beautiful.
But she didn't climb the wall.
She could have got a real harness.
I want to see her climb the wall.
No, she's not there for that. She's there to look cute.
I would have still done it. Just get one heel up, one arm up.
They probably were like, get B-roll putting the harness on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because she was like, it's going to wrinkle my shirt. It's extra long.
I want to see those bundles in the air.
Yes.
Swinging. Yes. Rock to rock.
Yes. Boomerang. Get a boomerang. Post it. 100,000 likes. No, she's not. Wait. That's all you got to do. I hope she watches this next time.
I hope that you watch because we love them. Who do you have?
The same. Vanessa. You outnumbered Jay Lamar. Tens to ones.
Yes.
Vanessa was it across the board.
Well, you know what? I go for the boys every time.
Ooh.
Check.
Oh, wait. I have an honorable mention, though. I do have an honorable mention for my glowing up. Brianna's Grills. They were my honorable mention. Her interview look. She had these grills.
Crickets?
No. Y'all don't remember her grills?
I just remember that lip. I was just distracted. I was like, I don't think I got past the lip to get to the grill.
I get my nails done.
They're cute, though. They're glossy.
That one's broke.
I see a chip. No, though, your nails look really good, though. Don't look at mine.
Hold on. Anyway.
We're not here for a sis.
I need to feel real bad.
No, but I was trying to... No, I'm saying that because I was trying to find something nice to say about her because I feel like every week, consistently, no one likes her look. So I was trying to find something.
She had a little bit of Erykah Badu going on, but I... Listen, listen.
Absolutely not.
If we were there,
I feel like we would have felt it, you know, releasing all the toxins with the freckles.
She needs to release that turban. That would have been a good release.
The Empress look as she walked Boogie into the thing. Because I was like, holding the sides and like,
her she was really dramatic. Her look with the bangs and that hair color.
I like it. I liked her girls. Yeah. I just want to say that there were some things I liked about her.
So real quick here.
Go, Brie.
I'm trying to be really nice.
Let's get into Jay Lamar's game that he has set up for us tonight. I am so excited. Something
I love a game.
New, something fresh.
I'm going to win.
Y'all get ready for some hip hop trivia. We got the hip hop trivia.
Anything is a song.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
So we're guessing?
Ooh,
I love this.
So the hip hop trivia.
Are there winners?
How does it go?
It's multiple choice.
Okay.
I'll give you guys four options.
Okay.
One question. You choose the answer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
First question. Who was the first rap group to appear on Rolling Stone magazine?
Wait.
Let me give you some options. A, Cash Money. B, Run DMC. C, Outkast. D, Migos. Howard?
Okay, I'm going to go with, I think it was B. Was it Cash Money B?
Cash Money was A.
Oh, no. Who was B? Who was B?
Oh, you get one answer.
No, I wrote down B.
Run DMC. Answer.
Who is Run DMC?
Okay.
Who is Run DMC?
You know what? This cast is absolutely correct.
Hip hop and trivia. Yes.
Question number two.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is winners takes all.
Okay, it's tied right now.
What year did Salt and Pepper win a Grammy for Best Rap Performance?
Was I born?
By a duo or a group? For None of Your Business.
For None of Your Business.
A, 1996. B, 2001. C, 1995. Or D, 1991. This is a hard question. Howard.
Okay, I wrote down 1995.
Felicia?
I'm going to say 1991.
I'm going to say 1991, my birth year. Ooh!
I just want to apologize, lady. You are wrong. Howard, you are correct! Hey,
redo!
Oh, you mad,
Jamie.
I wanted to say 1994, but I was like, that wasn't an option. But in my
they
soul,
just sounded
I
so late. I was like...
And I definitely guess.
95. Yes. Yeah, 95. They won their first Grammy.
I'm in the hip hop trivia. Yes, everybody. Well, this was so fun.
It was fun.
Yes.
We'll have to do this again next week, you guys.
Yes.
Definitely.
Keep it up.
Definitely.
Alrighty, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in to our Growing Up Hip Hop After Show here. Of course, you can leave those comments, like Jamie was saying, down below. And, of course, on iTunes. You know, we look.
Yeah, who's your glowing up person?
Who is your glowing up person? And let us know. Are you guys playing the hip hop trivia? Were your answers right? No. I need to know.
Be real.
You mad?
Be real.
I'm going to read you. It's all good, though.
You can follow me, Howard, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third. Felicia Michelle, where can we follow you?
You can follow me at It's Felicia Michelle on Instagram because I'm a lame and I don't tweet.
Jay Lamar.
Well, you know, you guys can follow me at I Am Jay Lamar on all social media platforms.
All right, you guys, you can follow me on Instagram at Jamie Gray and on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray because there's another account that has my name. I don't know what it
is. We don't know her.
We don't know her. But
she doesn't
you know
here.
If you have the patience, look for my name.
Thank y'all for tuning in. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.